This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Myanmar, Burma, still to some, is a top tourist destination in Southeast Asia. Mostly unspoiled nature, lots of ancient temples, and a new democratically elected government. It is also increasingly, though, a business destination. David Bikino's new book is called Greetings from Myanmar. David, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
You've got this great image. You say that the country looks a little bit like a partially built skyscraper in its incompleteness,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
Tell me a little bit about that. Yeah.
So I think there's a vision in Myanmar. I think there's something that people want to do, and they want to become this huge Asian powerhouse with tourists and money flowing in. But I think there's just so many issues they have to sort through. And a lot of that stems from the fact that this transition happened way too quickly. I read back in January that they started electric tram service in the country's commercial hub, which is called Yangon. And it was this big ceremony. People were really happy. $3 million they spent on it. It was going to be 3 miles, 7 stops. And then 6 months later in June, they took it off. They suspended passengers. They said only 10 people rode it. It was making less than $4 a day. It just wasn't ready for things like that. And I think you see this a lot in Myanmar.
Well, so the cautionary tale, of course, is China. And China's been doing it for 30 years, and they're still trying to figure it out. Did you talk to people there, Westerners or locals, who said, yeah, you know what? We need to figure this out slowly.
Well, I think that's a really good comparison. And, you know, a lot of the people I spoke to, you know, Greetings from Myanmar is really a series of vignettes about people on the ground. And they were very cautious of China. You know, like a lot of countries around the world, China was coming in and taking timber and taking natural gas and giving them a lot of these contracts to build, improve the infrastructure. But they were saying, you know, we want to do it on our own. We want to kind of figure this out on our own. And the influence of China, they're sort of taking away this opportunity for us to start from the ground level and to build a country the way we want it to look.
You met a guy in a bar, actually, probably a lot of guys in a lot of bars. Patrick was this one who had some thoughts.
You know, I said this sort of fast transition is ripe for stories. And within 48 hours of landing in Yangon, which is the main commercial hub again, I was in a bar and I met this British consultant who was buying me champagne, shoving money in my pocket and promising to make me a millionaire if I quit my job at Elon and basically worked for him full time.
Wow. But it's funny because this guy, Patrick, the Brit that you meet, says the window is very small for us, by which I mean Westerners probably, right, to make a lot of money, you know?
Yeah, and the window is also small for tourists in some way. You know, there's a very strange article written by a U.S. travel magazine that said, go before everything changes, go before the place becomes like everywhere else. And it's a strange take saying, go while they're still primitive and frozen in time, because that's what's interesting about it. And I sort of disagree with that. You know, maybe the opportunity is limited business-wise because people are going to go in and establish themselves and, you know, and get these contracts with government officials. But to say that it's not going to be interesting in 5-10 years really does a disservice to the natural beauty of the place, the warmth of the people. So I don't love that sort of argument.
It should be said, though, and you say this in the book, I mean, it's still a fractured place with many, many problems.
Many problems. There's tons of ethnic fighting. And so we do want to be careful talking about that. But the people I met on the ground were so optimistic, and they really were. And maybe it was obviously a small sample, but, you know, I spoke to dozens of people still, and they wanted to talk about the future. They wanted to talk about what tourists wanted, what business people, how do I make you happy? They didn't want to talk about their decades of political repression because, you know, they saw an opportunity to move forward, to get money, to help their family. And so they didn't really want to discuss those sorts of things with me. And so I reported basically what I saw.
It's a book called Greetings from Myanmar. It's a Kindle single by Dave Bikino. Dave, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.